Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about being dedicated. Now, you can be dedicated to anything. That's an obvious statement to make. But the important thing is to be dedicated at something. At least one thing. Ideally, lots of things. But the feeling of being dedicated to something actually will make your life feel a lot more worthwhile. It doesn't just give you an end result, but it's kind of a journey to that goal. So the whole kind of theory of goal setting, setting targets, having aims, it's like a two-pronged positive kind of attack, you might say, as your life progresses. On the one hand, it's actually the journey to get there. And then secondly, you've got the end result. So, you know, you can be looking at anything. This could be in your personal life, your work life. You might want to be making yourself a better person just in general, just in your behavior. You might want to become fitter and healthier. You might want to you might be single and you might want a new relationship and you might be looking for a kind of a certain type of person. You might want to become more skilled, more talented. You might want to become more intelligent in an educational kind of sense. You might want to be somebody who, you know, you're in a job, you're not enjoying it, you want to find a new job, or maybe you want to start a business. Like, all of these things are possibilities. You know, it could be something that's kind of more of a hobby almost, but again, something you still need to put dedication in. You know, you might want to see certain things. You might want to collect certain things. You might want to build something, make something, create something. All of these things will just be passing thoughts unless you actually become dedicated, because dedication is the way forward to actually achieve the goals that you initially just dream of. So, you know, whatever examples we want to kind of bring in, I can bring up, you know, a kind of generalized, stereotypical one, which all of us, I'm sure, go through at one time or another, which is getting fitter, becoming healthier. It's that classic situation where you want to possibly lose weight, or you might want to kind of tone up, you might want to just kind of look better physically, but also it's going to improve your health as well. And it's a classic example, because without dedication you really don't get any results. In this instance, it's all about being consistent, because if you kind of overload it a few times in 1 week and then not again for a few months, you know, you're not going to see any differences. If you improve your eating and your exercise, if you improve that kind of really, really quickly and you do it kind of really hardcore for a short period of time, then you're not necessarily going to see many results. And then if you kind of stop and then don't do it again for months, well, you're certainly not going to see any results. It's something that needs patience, it needs dedication. And not only that, once you start to see the results, you need to maintain it. Because unfortunately, fitness, along with most things in life, if it's not maintained, you will quickly lose it. It does feel like that you have to put a lot more work in to kind of get in shape than to actually kind of the time it would take for you to lose it all. So, you know, you might be putting in 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks of dedication through eating healthier and regular exercise. And then you're kind of thinking, yeah, you know what? I'm really happy with how I look and how I feel. But then you just kind of forget about it for a bit. Maybe you forget about it for 2 or 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, you're starting to see the decline. And you feel the decline. You can see the decline in yourself. You're probably putting on weight. You're losing body definition and tone and muscle. And your health drops. And that's really quickly, you know. I mean, I don't know the official statistics on this. But just kind of from a personal perspective and people I know, it feels like that, you know, probably a third of the time it takes to build up to something, you can just lose it just as quick. And this is the case with anything. You know, if you have a dream, if you want to start something new, create something, build something, if you're not dedicated, if you're going to give up straight away, if you're going to do it quite consistently for a short time and then stop, well, you're not going to get the end results. And the end results are of the whole point of the journey. It's you're going to get the enjoyment and the fulfillment from the journey. And then when you hit the results, it's like the biggest positivity rush you could possibly feel. You can look in the mirror, you know, whether this is a fitness-based thing or not, you can literally look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what, I've been dedicated to this, I've dedicated my life to this for this period of time to get it off the ground, to get things moving, and now, you know, I've actually achieved what I wanted to achieve. In most instances, you're going to have to then maintain it. Okay, in some instances, maybe not quite as much. If it's a different kind of thing, if it's more of a bucket list, if you want to visit certain places, then obviously once you've done them all, that doesn't actually take maintaining unless you want to continue with your experiences, of course. But, you know, you can almost tick that off as done. And that doesn't officially kind of, you know, technically need maintaining. But you know what I'm saying. Most things will need maintaining. And it's important to always have a goal. So even if you've achieved something and you think, you know, I don't need to kind of maintain this, it's done, set yourself a new goal, set yourself more targets, kind of be proactive in that. It's something that really gives us a reason, a kind of a self-belief, a reason to push on and to improve and to become a better version of ourselves tomorrow than we are today and that we was yesterday. It's masculine energy to be kind of on the forefront, to kind of have goals and achieve. And when I say that, that doesn't mean that it's not for women as well, because men and women, you know, everybody has masculine and feminine energy, masculine and feminine traits, or to differing degrees. It's just that this happens to be a masculine trait. But, you know, as I've just said, men and women, we have this in mind. Obviously, the more kind of alpha you are as a person, which predominantly that is men, it's kind of even more important in the respect of sexual polarity, where you can kind of people on the more masculine side of the scale will generally be attractive to people on the more feminine side of the scale. And although this can mix about with men and women, generally, if we're going to generalize, generally women are more on the feminine side of the scale and attracted to men who are more on the masculine side of the scale. So in particular for men, you know, as a masculine trait, goal setting and achieving, it's kind of very, very important. That's not to say that it's not important for women, but as I've just said, that it kind of heightens your alpha, so to speak. But for everyone's peace of mind, setting an achievement that you can reach and hold on to and be proud of is just so important, I think, for everybody's mental health. It gives us something to strive for. Even if we're going through difficult times and life isn't always easy, in fact, it's often quite challenging with the things that kind of come up, and especially when they're unexpected, it's important to have that kind of constant, consistent feeling that you're striving towards a goal in something. It gives you something to get your teeth into. And all of this can only be achieved with dedication. So it doesn't matter kind of like what your goal is. Like, just be dedicated and find that strength. Don't just sit around doing nothing. You know, if you're going to be sitting around, then make sure it's because you need a rest. And the body does need a rest. The mind does need a rest. You do need to recharge. You do need to relax. You do need to kind of regenerate. I'm not saying you don't, but what I am saying is don't just sit there and waste time for no reason. You know, if you're feeling completely fine, you're not tired, you know, like, just don't waste this kind of time. You know, we have a limited time here on earth. Nobody knows how long we're gonna have, so make the most of it and be dedicated to what you want to achieve. It could be you want to become a better person. Maybe you've made poor choices in the past and you want to improve yourself in different ways. Maybe you had an anger problem, maybe you had an addiction problem. All of these things You know, it takes dedication to try to change and to become the person you want to be, a better person. You want to be somebody who is really reaching your full potential, not anybody else's, yours. You want to be looking at what your maximum possibility of achievement is, and you want to know that by the end of your life, you've really, really tried and attempted to grab hold to that maximum kind of height of branch. You know, if you imagine a tree, you want to make sure that your particular tree, it doesn't matter how tall it is compared to everybody else's trees, but you want to make sure that by the end of your life, you have climbed up that tree as high as you can. So you know that you've given it your all, you know, in all aspects of your life, you've tried to become the best you can be, and you do that by being dedicated.